Sergeant Betsy Brantner, who's joining me now, a regular on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dawn.
Good to have you here. So we
crazy times, right?
It is. You know, I wanted to ask you about something, and that is, and this is outrageous, something that's happening locally here in Philadelphia that we've been grieving in the city, if you will. And that is that two of our officers were gunned down in the line of duty, uniformed Philadelphia police officers at Philadelphia International Airport. Officer Richard Mendez, I know we talked about this prior when it first happened, 50 years old, 22-year veteran of the Philadelphia Police Department. So now we just last night learned the plans for the funeral. And it will be ultimately the public funeral will be next Tuesday at the Basilica here in Philadelphia. We have our other officer, Raul Ortiz, who, thank God, he did survive the ordeal, albeit with terrible injuries, given a standing ovation appropriately as he was invited to one of our Phillies, our champion Phillies games. And that was a moment that I think warmed everybody's hearts, because everybody felt like, good, this is a real show, a standing thunderous ovation and applause for Officer Raul Ortiz. But it really was a standing ovation to thank our Philadelphia Police Department, our law enforcement, and just really putting the kibosh on that whole ridiculous, horrible defund the police movement. But to learn, for example, that at our airport, despite $100 million to upgrade those cameras, to learn that they had no surveillance images of that. And in fact, the latest from Philadelphia Police, Betsy, is that they actually were able to track through cell phone records and great detective work to catch these scumbags and have them behind bars. But we didn't even have the video, you know, with that. It's such a disgrace and an embarrassment here in Philadelphia. I just wanted to get your reaction.
Yeah, I saw that. And first, let me go back to the Phillies. Yeah. I just want people to know that all of American law enforcement saw that open, heartfelt show of support, not just for really for Philadelphia PD, but that was for all of us. And that touched everyone. Everyone noticed, because professional sports have been so anti-law enforcement and jumping on the Black Lives Matter Inc. narrative and the anti-cop narrative. So hats off to the Phillies. But, you know, this whole situation at the airport, and I have a girlfriend who was there at the time of the shooting, and, you know, law enforcement tried valiantly and ultimately succeeded in catching these suspects who were there to commit car burglaries. And but despite all the money put into, quote unquote, security, to have it fail just goes to show that how weak bureaucracy often is. And of course, it's ultimately human controlled, and there were human failures. Thank God for good old fashioned police work.
Yeah, absolutely. In Berks County, Pennsylvania, we have the story, in fact, of the Mexican drug cartel being a big shocker, being in Pennsylvania. 29 members of this major drug operation rounded up with the help of local police, as well as state police and even the FBI. And it's really for all of us. And in Philadelphia, we don't hear much acknowledgement that, in fact, due to the, you know, leaking, well, it's not even, you can't even say leaking southern border anymore, just wide open, no border. But we don't hear a lot in Philadelphia, per se, as far as from news agencies or broadcast entities, because it's political and nobody's going to report the truth. You have to see it in Berks County to see these major arrests, and they're linking it, yes, to the Mexican cartel. Can you speak to that as we think about the open border, what we're seeing with not only the opioid crisis, but as well when you think about the FBI director Chris Wray revealing that, you know, the Bureau has seen this dramatic increase in domestic threats since last weekend's that tragedy and that attack in Israel?
Don, last night I went to a presentation here in Southern Arizona about the porous nature of just one Border Patrol sector here, and that's in the Tucson sector, where 44% of these illegals are coming across. And you hear, you know, these news reports, oh, you know, fentanyl, we're catching at the border, or it's not that bad. The extraordinary amount of drugs that the Mexican cartels are bringing in is far worse than any of us can imagine. And as you guys are finding out in Pennsylvania, every state is a border state. And yeah. Berks County, you know, because where do you think these drugs are going to go? You know, they're not just all going to stay at the southern border. And the cartels and their network, and again, never forget, they're assisted, you know, by street gangs and motorcycle gangs and all of that. The cartels continue to bring in these drugs that kill hundreds of thousands of our young people, and we can't seem to wrap our heads around it to understand the brutal nature of this and the role that social media plays in the proliferation of the fentanyl. I want parents to really, every one of you, take a look at your kids' phone tonight when they get home from school and pay attention, because that's where a lot of this dealing and this trafficking is happening. So we've got the Mexican cartels, drugs, human trafficking, and finally, Christopher Wray admitted what American law enforcement has always known, is that at the wide open southern border, we continue to see terrorists. You know, took four people into custody on our own terror watch list. That's the people that are being taken into custody, but they are coming from so many countries, Yemen, Uzbekistan, the whole North African region. So many people who hate us and who embrace that radical Islamic philosophy that we saw, in full display on October 7th in Israel. Those people are here, and we have got to go back to that 9/12/01 mentality of understanding what radical Islam means, understanding how these lone wolf actors or these groups can be radicalized, and especially understanding that someone who embraces radical Islam loves death, loves martyrdom. As Osama bin Laden famously said, you Westerners, you love life. We jihadists, we love death. And we have got to go back to understanding that. Law enforcement understands it. But again, here we are. 9 out of every 10 police departments is short-staffed. The border is wide open. The federal government often seems to have other priorities. And a lot of it's going to be up to us, the citizens, to pay attention and to report things we see, hear, and observe in our communities.
Continuing our conversation with Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith of the National Police Association. You're somebody who has worked as a career in law enforcement, as a police law enforcement officer, as well now working for the nonprofit for National Police Association. What does it mean for when you think about the morale of our law enforcement community in general? Because I know that, what your nonprofit does is it supports law enforcement officers across the nation. And when we have a funeral filling up the huge, the Basilica here in Philadelphia, and they've actually said they have so many law enforcement officers, as well as the family of our officer who was murdered on the job, that they're saying to the general public, you can come outside and honor, and pay your respects, but please don't go in. We're reserving the seats of the huge, Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul only for law enforcement, immediate family, et cetera. Can you just give us that insight that only you could give us as far as why the law enforcement community comes together in a sea of blue and unity when we want to pay respects to someone who's been murdered on the job, but as well, how it impacts the morale of law enforcement at every level across the nation.
Don, I was an honor guard sergeant for my agency. I have been in those processions. I have carried the casket of a fallen brother. And though the public support when we come together to honor one of our own, first, I want the public to know it's like nothing you will ever see in your life if you have never seen a police funeral procession. Yeah. And it means so much to us that we honor our fallen in that manner, because it is, these deaths are always so senseless. Yeah. And we need to participate in that, to begin the healing process. We always want the family of our fallen brother or sister to know how deeply we love them, how committed to them we are. And so by engaging in these displays of honor and decorum, it begins our healing process and the healing process of the family. And so for anyone who is able to go out and participate in that, it just, your heart bursts as a police officer watching people standing along the processional path with, you know, flags in their hands over their heart. It is an extraordinary way to communicate wordlessly with each other our love for our community that we indeed lay down our lives for, as you guys are experiencing right now in Philadelphia, and the community's love for your police officers. So it's going to be an extraordinary sight next week, and I encourage everyone who can to watch it, to participate in it, and to truly understand what it's all about. It's like nothing you'll ever see.
Well, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, National Police Association, I know that you're technically retired, but you're still our sergeant, and we appreciate you and just giving that important perspective as we pay tribute to Officer Richard Mendez. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Don. Appreciate all your support.
Oh, thank you. So until next time, my friend.